Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. There are six sleeps to go now, friends. It is the 19th of December, a Thursday. I'm looking at the sunrise online. Apparently it happens at 8:37 a.m. over in the eastern seaboard at the moment. And the wind is coming in from the 1950s. It would skin you. It would whip you. Certainly make you feel like it's winter, at least. We're at your service today in the usual fashion. The WhatsApp, 087-032-3232. On the text, it's 51551. And as ever, you can email us, oliver@rte.ie. Now, on today's programme, fairly excited here now, I have to say. We are meeting a pure and utter legend from the mists of rock mythology steps, the one and only enigmatic being that is Mr. B.P. Fallon. Haven't heard him on air in a long time because he's very busy, has been busy for over 60 years. He has seen every element of the rock and roll trade out there, the memorable and the forgettable, no doubt, the John Lennons and the Zeppelins, the T-Rexes and the Furores. That's not a band, that last bit, it's just been part of his life, Furores. And he's still making music in his 70s, believe it or not. An incredible life. I can't wait to dig in with B.P. Fallon, and I think you're going to dig it as well. And plenty more besides. A fairly arty show for you today because we hope to chat to one of the several producers of one of the many Irish films who are now on the Oscars shortlist, which is becoming familiar territory for us as the years wind on, and they will be anxiously awaiting news in about a month as to whether they have scored a nomination. So looking forward to chatting to those as well. A special hello to all the survivors of the school plays, nativity reenactments, junior infant concerts and what have you that are happening all of this week. Most particularly to the teachers who concerts are not just for one afternoon or evening. They have those 50 recorders chiming in their bitter ears for all time, right through to the 6th of January, no doubt. And to all sorts of people who are enduring last minute changes and edits to Christmas plans in wide families. That is the pain of people's lives, the bane and pain. I know somebody whose family have swerved with only six sleeps to go, having decided ages ago that Chris Kindle is postponed for this year among the adults. But now the adults have to actually get something for everyone so that everybody has something to open on Christmas morning or something like that. Cue breakdowns, much stress and faffing about. Upstairs we're having a debate about this. Some of us think, well, gift vouchers are absolutely valid, very justified, such a late hour. But also, you know, advice out there, just use Holyhead. So I would have bought something amazing for you, but Holyhead. They broke Holyhead. It's broken down. Even though it has the Christmassy name you could ever imagine, Holyhead. But I can get it for you. 16th of January, it'll be back open then. Soz Babes, XOXO, then mute WhatsApp group. Send it to the archive. And your job is done. Your job is done for Christmas. 087-032-3232. It is an arty programme, but I'm here watching one of the stories of the year unfolding before us. We know the name Giselle Pellicot. It will mean a lot for us in 2024. And I said it here a couple of weeks ago that even in Ireland, the incredible spirit of women who have endured the darkest of times, who have put themselves forward to announce to the world, I want justice, and you out there suffering can get justice too. And her incredible resilience. You know the case. You know the story. I'm not going to go into the details, but I'm watching a lot of guilty verdicts coming through from a court in Avignon in France. Dominique Pellicot, you've heard in the news there, is going to jail for a very, very long time. And I'm sure Claire Byrne will cover all of this. It's a rolling breaking news story, and there are crowds of journalists outside that courthouse. So that is just one of the breaths you have to take to go, you know, this is the serious stuff that goes on in the world. 51551 for your text, by the way. Now, speaking of arts news, because I'm promising an arty programme for you this morning, it is sad to hear Galway's Palos Cinema, which is currently owned by the Lighthouse Cinema Group, is going to close at the end of February due to ongoing financial losses, and there have been months of engagement, people various trying to save the cinema, Galway City Council, Department of Tourism, Art, everybody's involved in that. And in fairness, the Lighthouse company has, they invested £1.5 million in the cinema only 6 years ago. The whole idea, giving the people of Galway and the whole western area access to an art house cinema and an amazing, beautiful looking actually cultural space where independent films and various other events are enjoyed. But unfortunately, it's not going to continue on past February. They've announced that and they had losses, they say, of roughly $250,000 per year to keep the doors open. And there's a long and sad story about, or kind of, I'm looking here at an article back in the Sunday Times in 2018 when the Dáil Public Accounts Committee was very concerned about the cinema in Galway, which was funded with $8.5 million nearly of taxpayers' money. The cost of the site and the building, which took over 10 years to do. So a lot of investment went in there to bring arthouse cinema and independent films to Galway. But it, I suppose it didn't get the support, it didn't get the numbers through the door. I suppose you can't complain if you weren't out supporting it. But we'll see what happens there. It's sad news against the backdrop of all this incredible success that film is having in Ireland at the moment, between Kneecap and all the short films getting nominations, which I'll chat about a bit later on as well. Moving on to books, however, I want to tell you actually tonight on RT1 Television, I have the great honour of hosting the Unpussed Irish Book of the Year 2024. This will be the overall winning book of this year. Last year's winner was The Bee Sting by Paul Murray, and just about everybody interested in books has read that 700 page brilliant story. So it's a very coveted prize, this one, and we have six books in the final. Each of them have already won their category to make it this far. So you have the likes of Johnny Sexton, he's got a sports book of the year. Jane Casey with the winning crime novel, A Stranger in the Family. Sean Ronayne with Nature Boy, which is a stunning biography on his love of nature and recording all the birds, species of birds in Ireland. Donal Ryan, Heart Be at Peace, that was the novel of the year. Eilish Fisher, who was in with us a couple of months ago, Children's Book Award winner. She's Fia and Last Snow Deer is in this final as well. And the best popular fiction of 2024, which was Frankie by Graham Norton. All six authors in the final. Only one of them can win. In actual fact, Graham Norton couldn't make The Original Dinner, which was in November when he won his category, popular fiction. So he had to find somebody that night in London to do the honours for him.
Thank you very much to everyone at the Irish Book Awards. This really means the world to me. This book felt different writing it, and I just love that readers are enjoying it. Now, if only there was someone to give me the award. Anyone?
I'm here. I could do it. Because he loves it. He was just telling me how much he's so pleased and so proud to get this. So I'm going to give it to you. And it's the Irish Book Award.
Hey, Cher, you might be at the Book Awards next year. She's half Irish, probably.
She must be from Shercock in County Cavan. That scan. That is, of course, Cher with Graham Norton, who is one of the finalists on that show tonight. Of the six, we will announce the winner. The Unpussed Irish Book of the Year. It's an hour-long special with the overall winner at the very end. And it starts at 10:15 tonight on RT1 Television. Now, as I deliver this good news, there is some bad news on the front page of the business section of the Irish Independent this morning for books. 10 million copies of books sold this year. Yes, that's a good figure, but it is down. Book sales in Ireland are down 7% this year, according to the latest figures. It was over 11 million last year, so it's down to 10 million. And this is on printed books. Claire Keegan's Small Things Like These has been the best-selling book in Ireland so far this year, which is amazing because it came out three years ago, in fact. So she's currently ahead of Colm Tobin's Long Island, which came out this year, and Sally Rooney's Intermezzo, which has sold, Claire Keegan has sold 52,000 copies of print editions only. That is helped by being included in the Leaving Cert English prescribed material, and of course being a bestseller, and the movie coming out this year, and her being chosen by Oprah Winfrey to be part of the book club as well, which was an entertaining interview. But Johnny Sexton's memoir Obsessed is closing in fast, so we don't know what's going to be the overall best-selling book of the year. Last year it was Paul Lynch, Prophet Song, which won the Booker Prize, of course, last year, and the Guinness Book of Records also comes up hot on the heels as well. Richard Osman and all of those, they do well as well. So trade sources say audiobooks, which are not in these figures, but are increasingly popular and increasing all the time, are putting a dent in these print sales. And the trend has been enormously accelerated by the decision of Spotify to include books on its platform. So seemed like a good idea to spread the audiobooks, but unfortunately, it means that people are buying fewer books. Premium subscribers in Ireland can get 15 hours of audiobooks a month, choosing from a library of hundreds of thousands. So once again, Spotify making all the cream rather than the artist. You'd have to include there the cost of living as well, and just it's expensive, and people will be veering maybe towards libraries, and we'll look at the figures from libraries when they publish them as well, no doubt. Speaking of, what do you think is the most watched thing in terms of TV show in the world in 2024? Bluey, the most watched series globally and the year's most watched series on all streaming services to date. This is on Disney Plus in particular, 50 billion minutes watched. So Bluey's music also has millions of streams on Spotify. It's an all-conquering show, this Bluey business. What is Bluey, if you don't know? It's the adventures of a 6 to 7 year old, I think, little happy dog called Bluey, lovable, inexhaustible blue heeler dog, a cartoon. And Bluey lives with her mum, her dad and her little sister Bingo. And it's very popular amongst preschoolers, but it goes beyond. And the winning format is the parents who have to watch this show, who have been suffering Peppa Pig for years, love it. They absolutely love watching Bluey. It's a big hit with adults because it deals with very hard topics, including immigration, because Bluey was camping one day with her friend and discovered the friend is actually not camping for fun. The friend is living in a tent. It deals with things like loss of parents. It deals with, you know, the simple things that parents want to teach their toddlers as they grow up, that you have to move into your own room now, out of the parents' room, out of mammy's room or mammy and daddy's room, and into the into your own bed, and coping with all these traumatic moments. So they're teaching kids all of that, and that is why it is the biggest show. It happens to be Australian, and there's now a movie. It's getting a movie. The Walt Disney Company and BBC together are going to make a film which will take 2 years to make. It's very long. What are they doing? All the way to 2027, 3 years away. Mother. But anyway, Bluey's a happy place for many, many people. Now, it is Christmas week, 6 weeks to go. 6 weeks? 6 sleeps, even. 6 winks, I suppose, is what I meant. And like I say here, Christmas music needs to be noisy, loud, brash. Pull off your socks. It's the darkness.